Welcome to another Golden Age of Baseball Extra Innings with Eddie Robinson. In this podcast, Eddie pays tribute to his good friend, Hank Aaron. And now, here's Eddie.
I was really shocked the other day when I heard that Hank Aaron had died. I just felt like I should put that in here and talk about Aaron and his record and my association with him. He and I were friends for a long time. And I was on the Atlanta Braves staff as farm director, player development director, and as general manager for 9 years along with Hank. Hank being a player, me being there as a front office person. And during those 9 years, when I joined the Braves, I think he needed something like 140, 150 home runs to break the record. And nobody was even thinking about it. And over the years, up to 1974, he kept getting closer and closer, and then people began to think about it. I think everybody thought so much about it, but Hank didn't. He was just a regular guy. He was a regular teammate. I'm sure that in New York, it would have been a big deal for a long time. Aaron's approaching a Babe Ruth record and this and that, and rightfully so. But Atlanta, you don't get that kind of publicity. And therefore, it didn't seem to be all that big, and the newspapers didn't write about it hardly at all until he got pretty close to breaking the record. Personally, I knew that somebody might break his single-season record of 60. I know that Hank Greenberg hit 58 one year, and I think Hank Wilson hit a bunch of homers, maybe 58. So it had been approached. And, of course, Roger Maris finally did it, and he only broke it by one, but he broke the record. And it wasn't an easy thing to do. Later on, of course, when drugs entered into baseball, and that changed baseball so much, it made records not mean so much. But you knew that Roger Maris is setting the record, breaking Ruth's record, and that Ruth's record of 714 had not been drug-induced at all. And you knew that the fact that he hit all those 714 home runs were actually absolutely not drug-induced. And I was so proud of him. Getting near the record and finally breaking it. And I got to tell you how that happened. He was approaching the record in the 1973 season. And it was near the end of the season. And it was beginning to get to be a hot item, but he still needed a few home runs and finally came to the end of the season. He ended the season in 1973, needing two home runs, one to tie and one to win to set a new record. And that was really a big deal, but here it is, the next day the season's over, and we go all winter long. Finally, we go to spring training, and lots written about it, and I guess he received some threats in the mail. He never talked to me about receiving any threats in the mail. And so that wasn't, I felt that he might be, but it wasn't a concern to me because he didn't mention it. And so I didn't know that it was very concerning to him. Anyway, Eddie Matthews was our manager. Now, Eddie and Aaron had been teammates on championship teams in Milwaukee. And Eddie was our manager, and he and I discussed what we were going to do when the season opened. We were going to open the season in Cincinnati with a 3-game series. Well, knowing Hank, he just might break the record in Cincinnati, and we didn't want that to happen. We wanted it to happen in Atlanta, and we wanted to try to get a few big crowds out of his breaking the record. Well, Eddie and I decided we weren't going to play him. I guess the commissioner suspected that that's what we were going to do, because Bowie Kuhn called me up and he said, Eddie, I think you might be thinking about not playing Hank Aaron in Cincinnati. And he said, you must play him in Cincinnati. The rules, I said, well, why, Bowie? And he said, well, the rules say you have to play your best team. And he said, certainly you don't play your best team if you don't play Aaron. Well, that was true, but I argued with him, but he was adamant about it. So we hung up, him telling me not to do it, and me not agreeing at that time. The team gets to Cincinnati to open the season. And here's a Bowie has sent representative from his office, Johnny Johnson, and he and I talked about it, and he said, Eddie, you got to play Aaron. Aaron, the commissioner, sent me down here to make sure you did. And I finally agreed. I had to go along, and I told Eddie Matthews, and he said, well, okay. So we played Aaron in the opening game, and he hit a home run right away to tie the record. And we took him out of the game, and we did not play him in the last 2 games of the series. We went back to Atlanta, big crowd, opening day. You always get a big crowd on opening day, but this was not just opening day. Aaron might break the record this day. So we had a sellout crowd. Aaron hit a home run, I think, first or second time at bat, he hit a home run to break the record. And we were all delighted and happy. I was so pleased to see him break it. Just knowing Hank and knowing he deserved to break it. And I just thought it would never be broken again. I just didn't think anybody would hit 715 home runs. And I don't think it would have been broken except for drugs. Hank went ahead and finished that season. And the next season, 75 season, he let us know, talked to Bill Bartholomew and me, that he's coming to the end of his career. He's thinking about retirement. He would like to be traded back to Milwaukee, that he had decided that he would like to go into the Hall of Fame as a Milwaukee Brewer. And, of course, we listened to him and were happy to accommodate him. And I started working with Milwaukee on some kind of a lesser deal since Hank was going to retire. But we had to make a deal. So we finally arrived at a deal near the end of the season where we would trade Hank to the Milwaukee Brewers at this time. For outfielder and a pitcher named Alexander, it pleased Hank. We called him in, and told him we'd made we had the trade ready to be made if he was in agreement with it, and he said he was. So we threw the switch on it. I guess the only general manager to trade Hank Aaron. That was the end of Hank's and my togetherness. After he retired, he came back to the Braves in their player development department and was in their development program for a number of years and did a very good job. Hank Aaron was just a really nice guy. and I enjoyed being around him, and I enjoyed to see his the way he was with his teammates. He was just a regular guy, didn't seem to be the big hero that he actually was. So I wanted to get that through to you. I just felt like I owed it to Hank to tell you all of my experience with him.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Extra Innings. If you'd like to ask Eddie a question or if you have a suggestion for a future podcast, please email him at eddie.robinson65@yahoo.com. The Golden Age of Baseball with Eddie Robinson is produced by Greg Ricks. Our engineer is Mark Robinson, and our podcast coordinator is Abby Robinson.